study for yourself. Amen? Some people never pick the Bible up until they come to church on Sunday. Then they don't pick it up because they don't bring the Bible on Sunday. And you're going to be charged for that. Amen? You're going to be charged for that, huh?
You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise. Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and pray. Jesus.
Thank you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and yet your loving kindness. Thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for this pastor, allowing him to make 3 years. Thank you for his wife, his family. Thank you for my family, allowing us to travel the dangerous highways and byways and make it here safe. Now, God, we need to hear a word, and we need to hear a word from thee. Master, we confess all of us have sinned. We have fallen short of thy glory. We repent of all our sins in the name of Jesus. And we pray now you forgive us of all thy sins. Create within us a clean heart, O God, and renew within us the right spirit. Help us, O God, and teach us, God, right now, that we may teach thy people. Help us, O God. Strengthen us where we are weak. Build us up where we are torn down. Enable us, O God, to deliver thy word with clarity of mind, thought, and speech. And we promise to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Again, we certainly give honor to our God, to his son Jesus, who is the Christ. We certainly thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for Donna Reeves, Dr. Allen, Lady Allen. Amen. Thank God for all of these men and women of God that carry the burden of the gospel. Amen. Thank God for you, Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, for the deacons, ushers, the staff, and thank God for the program committee. Y'all did a wonderful job putting this program together. Amen. 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 We had Pilgrim with us and Dr. Allen on June 29th and 30th of this year. Did a revival in Alexandria. Yeah. We were in the back. We had a wonderful time. We told Dr. Allen we're going to make it a yearly thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Every year we want him to come and bless us. Amen. In time of revival. We truly thank God for your friendship and your brotherhood. Amen. Along the years. Amen. Amen. There's a word from the Lord. We're not going to hold you long. 1 Timothy, we want to look at chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18. Now, I'm an unorthodox preacher. This is a traditional message. But in the words of my big brother, Dr. Stephen B. Hall, who was the bishop of the state of Georgia for gospel, he would quite often say, well, preachers, I got the mic now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what I see in the text.
Go ahead, Doug.
And when you get the mic, you tell me what you see in the text.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18. Are we there yet?
Yeah.
The Bible reads, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the Lord's church. I thank God for Pastor Cooks. I just met him. That's Dr. Allen's friend.
Yes.
I love his spirit.
Yes.
Thank God for Reverend Rainey. Thank God for Reverend Foster. Good to see you.
Amen.
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 Definitely thank God for Reverend Banks.
Amen.
Amen. Dr. Allen's uncle.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I just love his spirit for sure.
Amen.
Amen. I want to talk about for a little while with your help and your prayer. Give the man of God his due. Give the man of God, Dr. Allen, his due. Now, y'all pray with me. Amen. It's a strange thing how the world looks at the man of God. When it comes to the men of God getting theirs. Can I help us right there? I've been pastoring a little while, Dr. Allen, and I have come to discover, brothers, sisters, brother preachers, and sister preachers, it's not only the world that's trying to hold the man of God down. Are y'all going to pray with me? I feel a little better. But it's some folks right in the church. I know y'all know I'm telling the truth. Now, it might not be but one or two in here, but I'm a good listener. As I heard Reverend Rainey said, amen, it's always problems in the church. So even though this is a wonderful church, it's still the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I right there? And as I look at this church and churches across the land, I find, Dr. Allen, that it's problems in every church. Are y'all going to pray with me? Am I right there? And so you say, well, Dr. Allen, they say, you get this man to come all the way from Alexandria, and he's telling us, we love you, but that is one or two in the church, amen, that feel that the man of God don't deserve anything. And the answer come back, you're right. Amen. And so now, thank you, Holy Ghost. And so now, I love Jesus. And you will find some folk, the same folks, that will say, yes, I love the Master. Some folks, I heard your sister Siobhan Allen. You was getting in my message. Some folks, they seen the man of God bury their families. Am I talking? They seen the man of God visit members in the hospital. Is that all right? And some of these same so-called Christians don't even want the man of God to have a new suit. Am I right there? Huh? They see he's struggling. Amen. Not Dr. Allen, because he drives a Corvette. But they seen some preachers, pastors struggling, and they don't even want them to have a new car. Amen. But we better be careful, church. Because as I look, amen, the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Now, let me back up. I got to back up. No. We're not going to rush today. I heard Dr. Allen say this, and I've been saying this everywhere I preach. If you're going to call the text, you got to deal with the text. Am I right there? And I'm not only a bishop in the Lord's church, but I'm also a doctor of theology, a student of the word. And so as me and Lady Thomas was looking this morning, she brought this out. She have a degree too. She graduated summa cum laude. Amen. Watch it. When the Lord said, because we run by this too quick, when the Lord says, touch not, he didn't say my, he say mine. That's a difference. That means it's ownership.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That means the Lord owns the preacher.
Yes, sir.
That means that we are his property.
Yes.
Am I right there? And so we need to be careful. It's personal. And any time we put our mouth, yes, I feel better now, on the man or woman of God, we opening up ourselves to a spiritual indictment. Can I help us? Because God said out his own mouth, he says, touch not mine anointed. That's for him. And do my prophets no harm. In other words, leave them preachers alone. Am I right there? You didn't call, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's all right. God called. And so the best thing to do with somebody that belongs to somebody else, amen, is put in the hand who it belongs to. Are y'all with me? I thought I would teach that a little bit because, you know, people run over that too quick. And we need to understand the meaning of the text. I'm feeling better now, people. And so now, look at your neighbor and say, you can't stop the man of God. Come on. Come on, look at your neighbor. I say, neighbor, you can't stop the man of God. He will give his. Because God said he can have. Am I right there? And so, in our text today, 1 Timothy, Paul wrote to his son in the ministry, Bishop Timothy. Well, preacher, bag it up. I just told you I'm going to bag it up. Yes. Timothy was Paul's son. Because according Bible, 1 Timothy 1 and 2, Paul says, to a true son in the faith.
Yeah, yeah.
So Paul letting us know in the text that Timothy is my son in the ministry.
Yeah.
And so it is. My brothers and my sisters, Paul charges Timothy to remain faithful to what he had taught him.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, Paul says, Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust. So here it is. Paul not only taught Timothy the essentials of the Christian faith, but he modeled Christian leadership to him. And so Paul left Timothy in charge of the church at Ephesus. And so from Macedonia, Paul wrote to encourage his son in the faith. Now, Timothy was raised right. Amen. Eunice and Lois, his mother and his grandmother, raised him well. And so when Paul got him, he didn't have much to do but cut off a few fatbacks, you know. He had to remove a few wrong thinking and a wrong misunderstanding. And so Timothy was timid. And so Paul wanted to encourage Timothy and let him know, if you do it how God said do it, everything's going to fall in line. Am I right there? And Paul was telling Timothy, as a pastor, as an elder, as a bishop, you will encounter trouble and difficulty in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But, Dr. Allen, we don't handle it the way we want to handle it. But we handle the issues within the church with the word of the Lord. Are y'all going to pray with me?
Yeah.
We're going to get to the text. Amen. We're just trying to paint a picture. And so now, Reverend Banks, that old preacher told me once, he said, preacher, when trouble arise in the church of God, he says, learn how to keep it between God and the people. And keep you out of it.
Yes, sir.
In other words, when people come with their problems, we are not to give them our opinion.
Come on.
But we are to give them the word of the Lord. Amen. Give them the word of the Lord. Brother Ronald, you with me? Give them the word of the Lord. And when we give them the word of God, then, amen, we are well pleasing to God. Do y'all hear me here? Give it to the word of God to the people. And preacher, keep yourself out of it. And when you keep yourself out of it, you will be pleasing to God and to God. And so now, look at the text, if you will, 17. We want to talk about what the pastor does. The Bible says that the elders that rule well become worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine. Well, preacher, what you mean? Now, that word elder, in our vernacular, is pastor. And so we know an elder is a pastor, an overseer, a bishop, one who oversees God's churches, and so, and God's people. And so now you can call him Elder Allen. You can call him Pastor Allen. You can call him Overseer Allen. And so he is an elder, one who oversees one of God's churches. And as an elder, a pastor, one who rules well, now we know what an elder is. The one who rules well, he should be counted worthy of double honor. Now I just told her don't run through that too quick, because a lot of us still don't know what that means. Can I help us? Double honor means whatever you paying him now, you should do that twice over.
Oh,
That's what that means. That's what God is saying. Give him double up. In other words, he's laboring. He's preaching. He's teaching. He's visiting the sick. Amen. He's buried. He's married. He's doing the ordinance of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the pastor should be treated worthy of double honor, of giving twice over. Are y'all with me? Why? Because he's laboring in the word of God and the doctrine of Jesus the Christ. Are y'all with me here? And so look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God said, give the man of God healing. Amen. So now we know what the elder is. Amen. Now we know what the elder does. Yeah. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Now, let me help us, and I'm going to lose some of y'all here, but that's all right.
Come on.
I brought my preach man with me. What the pastor deserves. Look at verse 18. Look at 18. Look at 18. For the scriptures say, I love that.
Yeah.
People want to all. Rev say, the pastor say, the Bible says, if you have not torn it out, the Bible says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that tread out the corn. The laborer is worthy of his hire. Now I have a problem with this, Dr. Allen. Really, Paul was quoting from Deuteronomy 25 and 4. When it talks about the oxen that tread out in the field and work. So you mean to tell me you can pay an ox? But you can't pay the man of God. But you can't take care of the man of God. Now, I have a problem with that, a big problem.
Yeah.
That Reb come again. We just helped Reb with this. Well, Reb just buried your family member. Then they had to take up offering direct because we black folk don't believe in insurance. Hello, is this thing on? We better be prepared, and we better be prepared now. Because we have a tendency to leave one another hanging out. So we better prepare. Get yourself some insurance.
Amen.
Take care of yourself. So you won't put the burden on your church. None of your family. And so now, we got to pay the man of God. Why, preacher? Because I told you I don't have nothing but Bible. Here we go again. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 14. That's Paul again. Paul says, even so the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. That's Bible. That's Bible. So for us, the stuff in our Baptist church tradition, that's enough. Yes, it was enough back in the 90s, back in the 70s. But guess what? Inflation, gas prices, high insurance, all of that. And who we got in office right now? So we have to do a little bit more, do a little bit better for the man of God. Is that all right? This is what 1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18 is telling us. Take care of your preacher. And watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Because I want to help you with a personal testimony. I'm a bishop in the Lord's church. What that mean, the higher the elevation.
Uh-huh.
Watch it now. Listen. The higher the esteem. The higher the office.
Yeah.
The more weight.
More weight.
Amen.
Yeah.
The more responsibility.
Yeah.
Me and Lady Thomas, since 2015, we've been to Baltimore, Maryland, and other places planting churches out of our own pocket.
Yeah.
So when the members, watch it now, don't do what 1 Timothy 5 and 17 and 18 saying to our Bishop Thomas, guess what? God will do it himself. We go to the box, she right there, First Lady Thomas, and get unexpected checks.
Come on,
amen.
Amen.
And so when you take your own money and plan God's church, that's how his church got planned.
Dr.
Allen walked into it, it was already planned.
Already.
Now, what's up? Not taking no credit away. If your pastoring is hard, whether you walk in one or you plant one, it's still hard. But it's showing up challenging when you use your own money and open up God's churches for God. And so, this is to help us to scratch our thinking today.
That
next time we want to complain about helping and blessing the pastor, if you don't do it, and if he take his and put it to the work of the Lord will bless him and let you sit back and look at him. Go up. I'm a witness. That's what God does. Well, let me get on down the road. And so now, amen, there's no sense in getting jealous of the pastor. Why? Because the pastor is in his position. You didn't call him, but God called him. Can I get a witness? What you have to do is take care of him no matter how you feel. Are y'all with me? You can't, and you didn't call him, so you can't denounce the call on his life. Are y'all with me? Put me a C-sharp round and let's go. You didn't call him. Amen. And you showed up, can't denounce the call. You still have to take care of him no matter how you feel. Can I get a witness here? You have to take care of your man of God. Well, you have to provide for your leader. You have to take care of him no matter how you feel. You have to provide for Pastor Allen Pilgrim. Now I know you've been doing a pretty good job these 3 years. I know you've been, amen, working hard to take care of your pastor. Do I have a witness here? Well, I came all the way from Alexandria, Louisiana, to tell you. This country preacher want to tell you, continue to take care of. And the group. I have to work under my belt to see who
listening to the House of Praise.